So now we're going to debate the truth behind this tract, so to speak. All right. So as always, we have a debate. We've got a couple of guests lined up who have been preparing for days, studying up on their doing research for this debate, and that will come to fruition tonight. By the way, does anybody have a coin? Because I don't have a coin. Does it? Okay, nobody has a coin. That's really...
You don't need a coin. You have Jesus' hand to guide you.
We got one. All right, so let me introduce debater number one. Debater number one, can I ask your name?
I am the Sun Goddess.
The Sun Goddess. Thank you. Thank you for coming. We've heard a lot about you.
Thank you.
And debater number two.
Hi.
Hi, can you introduce yourself, please?
I am the Inaudible Man.
The Inaudible Man. That's not going to work for me. Can you become audible?
Well, hold on.
Okay.
Hello, how are you?
Hi there. Are you still called the Inaudible Man, or...?
Well, obviously not. Now I'm the Audible Man.
The Audible Man. Nice to hear from you. No pun intended. All right. Now, as I'm sure you all could have guessed beforehand, the Inaudible Man says this tract is true, and the Sun Goddess here says this tract is absolutely false in every way possible.
So I do.
So, Sun Goddess, you get to start us off on this debate and tell us why this is false, and then we'll let the Audible Man rebuttal.
Thank you, Mr. Allen. First of all, I would like to say it is a divine pleasure for me to be here today, and, this tract has a number of gaping holes in its logic. First of all, I am many billions of years old, and I have seen great religions come and great religions go, but I have never, ever met this Allah person. I have never met a moon god. I certainly was never married to a moon god.
Okay, hold on. So you're saying this is not true because there's no such thing as Allah?
No, I'm sure there's an Allah somewhere, but I'm not married to him. I don't know him.
So you're saying
there is no moon god, so far as I know.
If there's an Allah, it's not a moon god.
Oh, certainly. The moon's just a rock.
So you're agnostic as on the views of whether there's an Allah or not.
I am the sun. I grow your food, and you reject me. What could I say?
So you're agnostic?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's pretty powerful stuff. Mr. Audible. Audible Man. Mr. Man? Audie? What can I call you?
Just the Audible Man should be fine.
Just the Audible Man. It's your turn to rebuttal.
Not regurgitate?
Don't, please don't.
Because I ate all this Italian food beforehand.
We just cleaned, just rebuttal.
Curses. Okay. Let me get my notes. First of all, if you've never been married to this Allah person, then why do I have this marriage certificate from the state of Wisconsin stating that you, Sun Goddess, and a moon god referred to herein as Allah married?
Hold on. When you say referred to herein, do you mean as in from now on you're going to call him Allah, or that's what it says on the thing?
That's what it says on the thing.
Because they can't see it back home. Can you read it to us?
Whither so forth, in the state of Wisconsin, on... The date's kind of scratched out. I imagine it was a long time ago. It's a very faded document. But the state of Wisconsin recognizes the marriage of a sun goddess and a moon god. I assume the A stands for Allah here, since
well,
in his signature.
It
yes,
could.
Down here.
All right, what... This new evidence that's come to light, what do you say to that?
Well, first of all, the moon, as a piece of unliving rock, is as far beneath my station, my exalted burningness, as an ant would be below yours. It would be like me marrying an ant. Surely this was some imposter. Or a forgery.
Hold on. I think that there's a flaw in your analogy there, because you just said you marrying the moon is like you marrying an ant. Means a moon and the ant are the exact same thing, because you and you are the exact same thing.
I marrying the moon would be like one of you marrying,
one of us marrying
an insect.
An ant. Okay,
yes,
that's a little
correct.
Different.
No, you didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry, we have an expert here. Go ahead.
I'm the moon goddess.
Wait, hold on, there's a moon goddess and a moon god?
There ain't no moon god, baby. I'm a goddess.
I don't think this is legal in Wisconsin.
I'm a goddess.
That would explain the... Yes, there is a scratch mark over it. Weird.
No, we were never married.
Then what's this record?
Listen, I courted her for a while, she rejected me.
What is this license there?
You rejected her, you heartless bitch.
I do not remember this peon,
hold on.
Insignificant worm,
baby,
this heartbreaker.
Baby, I love you.
go and crash into something, you
baby,
pathetic ball of...
Baby, I'm sorry I forged a marriage document, but I love you.
You are dead matter to me.
All right, hold on, hold on. We do have someone else who wants to say something.
Hello, I am Dr. Player from the University of Studies. I do believe that this Moon Goddess is a fraud. However, I believe whoever the wench was that was talking earlier, I believe she is also incorrect.
The moon goddess. I mean, the sun goddess.
Whoever she is, the moon is not a rock. The moon is made out of meatballs.
I'm sorry, meatballs?
I ain't no meatball chump!
The moon is a creature of dead matter without feelings, emotions, or regrets.
Baby. Man, you're a jerk.
Plus breadcrumbs. That's all I have to say. That the breadcrumbs are the key particles that hold the moon together.
All right, hold on. Now, this marriage thing is interesting, but I do want to get back to this matter of Islam. Because here's the part I don't understand. Mr. Audible Man.
Yes?
You, in this tract, Susie is talking about how true it is that Jesus came back from the dead.
She totally is.
And she says, Jesus came back and 500 people saw him. Now, here's the thing. That would be very persuasive if that meant that we had 500 accounts of Jesus being alive. But in fact, what she really means is there's one account that says that 500 people saw him, I'm sorry.
Excuse me, Mr. Allen?
I'm sorry, yeah.
I'm sorry, I happen to be an expert on petitions, and I have this ancient petition that has 500 signatures of people who say they saw Jesus rise from the dead.
Let me look at that.
Well, first name is Seymour Butts.
Now,
followed by
real.
Amanda Hug and Kiss.
These aren't real. These aren't real names.
How would you suggest that? And then IP Freely.
These are not Aramaic. And here's
they've been translated.
And here's the other thing. This is a petition. This says that they were petitioning. They want Jesus. These are 500 people who want Jesus to rise from the grave. It's a petition.
My goodness, the lucky man.
It's not a sworn, thing.
Are you implying that Jesus, the Savior, would be so uncouth as to not respond to his adoring public?
I'm saying...
This was written before he rose from the dead, and then they were all there to see it.
Look, I've signed about 300 petitions to bring John Lennon back from the dead, and he still is not back, and he loved his fans.
John Lennon is a little bit more of a prima donna than the Son of God, wouldn't you say?
No, he was after Mary. Mary was before John Lennon.
This sounds to me like a recipe for heartbreak. I wish to go back and burn in the skies again.
No, hold on. Don't go yet, because we do want to finish this debate. Okay, all right, why don't you... We'll do our closing arguments. You can close your arguments about how this is not true, and then we'll let Mr. Audible Man do his thing.
There is no reason to believe that this Allah and this Jesus were in any way, shape, or form greater men than one another, or this Allah and this God, or this Jesus and this...
Muhammad,
thank you very much.
No problem.
For I am the Son, and surely...
Wait, I thought you were a woman.
That's right.
Then how are you a son?
Son in the sense of star, you worthless little peon.
Oh, now, come on.
Obviously, your intellectual scope is not wide enough
on what?
To encompass me, but I say that if a mortal being had indeed risen from the dead, I, from my celestial viewpoint, would certainly have seen it, and I did not.
What if it happened at night?
Epitome. My astronomy records do not indicate the sun can observe things. This woman is lying.
I do believe that your astronomy records are incorrect, and Jesus supposedly rose in the morning, in which case I would have been in full view.
But if the sun has eyes, wouldn't they get burned up?
The sun has better ways of seeing than eyes. Haven't you ever been to a psychic fair?
No. Was I supposed to? They didn't book
me. Yeah.
All right, hold on. Now we get to Mr.
Audible. I no longer wish to speak to you.
Mr. Audible Net gets to finish.
I would argue, first, that Jesus is Lord, and second, that this sun goddess lady is full of hot air. Ah!
That is the oldest and crappiest trick in the book. I'm going back to my place
Wait,
in the sky.
Wait, hold on. I didn't solve the debate yet. I have to see who
well,
won the
hurry
debate.
Up,
All right,
puny mortal.
Ready? It turns out that the sun goddess is right.
Holy crap.
Allah, Jesus, Muhammad, and everybody else apparently are equal, and Jesus didn't rise, and the sun can see psychically.
I'm going to have to go make another petition.
That's probably for the best, because I don't know if I want the sun watching me at all times. Sorry, Mr. Audible Man, I'm afraid you can go back to being unaudible.
You can see everything, huh? Can you see this? Punk, zip.
Whee!
I'm naked.
And inaudible. The sun sees greater perverts than you every day. I return to set the earth a spin again. Goodbye.
And with that, the sun is back in the sky, even though it's nighttime, and the moon is gone as well. It looks like it's just me and this scientist here. What was your name again?
My name is Dr. Player.
Dr. Player, it was nice having you. Why don't you go back to your studies? Your studies of studies.
I do not appreciate your condescending tone.
Okay, well, it looks like we've learned a lot about the sun and the moon and the earth and the players. I don't know what I'm talking about, but the point is, I hope this has been another satisfying episode of Tractor Fiction. Enjoy. Talk to you next week. This is Frank Allen, signing off.